One person watching what happens next is Lynn Reeser. She's the chief economist at Bank of America Capital Management, and she joins us now from St. Louis. Lynn, can I begin with a really basic question, but one that I think some people do wonder about? What difference does the Treasury Secretary make? How can he influence the economy for better or worse?
The Treasury Secretary can have two impacts. One, the individual can be very visible in terms of a spokesman for the administration's economic policy. And second, the individual also can have some impact on policy. If he has the ear of the president, he can have a big influence on what kinds of actual legislation perhaps is considered in Congress.
Robert Rubin, President Clinton's Treasury Secretary, was widely praised for being a voice in favor of cutting the deficit, keeping down government spending, and improving the budget situation for the government.
Mr. Rubin, for instance, was very vocal and very visible. He was viewed as a proponent of a strong dollar, of a sound fiscal policy, and also worked with international events. We had some crises, and he helped to solve some of those issues. So the Treasury Secretary can have a big influence on the government and the view of the U.S., or can play a relatively minor role. It depends on the individual.
And when you mentioned a minor role, I have to think of Paul O'Neill, who perhaps his single most famous act was traveling through Africa with Bono.
Yes, and some criticized that. Some thought that was a very good overall position. So there, again, were different views of that particular function.
I wonder if in this situation the government's role is more psychological than anything else. You want a new Treasury Secretary who just won't say anything that worries people too much, that restores a little bit of confidence.
We probably would like to see a Treasury Secretary that helps to instill confidence, that also would indicate that there is a consistent policy throughout the government, and also probably people would like to see the possibility of stimulus if it were to be required.
You work with folks on Wall Street. What are you going to want from the next economic team, the next Treasury Secretary?
We will want four things. One, we will want someone who is very sensitive to the impact of statements on financial markets, on the view of exchange rates, on the view of interest rates. Second, we will want someone who can work with Congress. If there are policies, they should be implemented and not overall drag on for months and months. Third, we will want someone that is able to work with the president. And four, we will want someone who can, in fact, show the overall public what the policies are and gain some confidence in them. So it's not going to be an easy job for whoever fills those next shoes.
Well, now, Paul O'Neill made some statements suggesting that he was skeptical of the idea of additional tax cuts, which seems to be one way that he made the White House and a lot of Republicans unhappy. I wonder if that also disturbed people on Wall Street.
It probably does, because Wall Street has looked for particularly some investment advantages, particularly some easing of taxes on dividends. So Wall Street always likes tax cuts, and they therefore would like someone who advocates that new approach.
Lynn Reeser is the chief economist at Bank of America Capital Management. Lynn, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.